Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Lamed Beis, Nazir 32b, pagination is 64. We're starting from the Mishnah, the last third of the page. Hayu Mahalchem Baderech, people were walking on the way. Ve'echad ba kenegdon. And someone is coming towards them. The Mishnah is trying to create a case where there's a condition upon which the Nazirus vow was hinged. Omar Echod Mehem, one of the people walking, says, Hareini Nazir Sheze Ploni. I shall be a Nazir because this is Mr. So-and-so. And the other one says, I should be a Nazir, and it seems to be saying a condition that it's not so and so. So you would think that one of them has their condition being met once we find out who the person is, and one of them has the condition not affirmed and should not be a Nazir. That would be the simple reaction to this. Similarly, Hareini Nazir she'echad mikem Nazir, or she'ein echad mikem Nazir. I'm being a Nazir that one of the people in the group coming is a Nazir, or is not a Nazir, or she'shneichem Nazirim, both of you are Nazirim, she'kulam Nazirim, they're all Nazirim. Beishamei omrim, kulam Nazirim. Beishamei rule that all of the people who made such conditional statements are all going to be Nazirim, and the condition does not limit the Nazir vow. This is based on the original statement of the Perek, which was, Beishamei omrim hektesh ta'us hektesh. Beishamei say that when you make something hektesh, when you make such a vow, even if there's a mistake involved, essentially you're making the vow, you made a mistake, but the vow stands. And the Mishnah over there said, Uveselel omrim ein hektish. Beselel argue and say, it's not going to be hektish in a case of taus. And that's why we see over here, Beselel omrim ein a nazir, you're not going to be a nazir, ela mi, Sheneskaimu Devarov, except for the person whose words were affirmed. And this is a machlokes Beishamei Beis Hillel. Beishamei does not accept it as a conditional statement which was not fulfilled. He views it as a mistake, and therefore the mistake in the case of Hektish is going to stand as a vow. Beis Hillel view the mistake as something that's conditional, and the condition was not met. Only the people whose condition was met are going to be Nazirim. The Mishnah continues and tells us that Reb Tarfon argues in an even more lenient approach. Reb Tarfon Omer ein echad mehem Nazir. None of them are Nazirim, as the Gemara will explain, that Nazirus is bahafla'a. It has to be clear. And at the time that you made the vow, once you make it conditional, regardless of whether the condition was met or not, but it wasn't bahafla'a, and therefore does not meet the parameters required by Nazirus according to Reb Tarfon. The Mishnah concludes with a case, Hirsia la'achorov, the person that they were making the condition about ended up doing an about face. He never ended up coming, so they don't know what his story is. Rashi gives an example. They said, if it's Shimon, then I'll be a Nazir, or I won't be a Nazir, and then the person didn't come. So we don't know if it was Shimon. Eino Nazir. The Tanakhama in this case says, you're not a Nazir, and that's following the approach of Safek Nazirus Lekula. A doubt in Nazirus should be viewed leniently. The Gemara, which we'll do in the next session, is going to discuss whose opinion this really is, this Tanakhama, this anonymous statement, which rabbi it actually is that said this, Safek Nazirus Lekula. But Reb Shimon argues and says, Yomar, what he should do is say, Im Haya Kedivra Rai Hareini Nazir Chova. If my condition was met, I am an obligatory Nazir. V'im lav, and if my condition was not met, hareini nazir nedava, I should be viewed as a voluntary nazir, meaning he's conditionally making a new nazirus now, in case the first nazirus wasn't nazirus, in order that he could observe it, either because he was originally obligated, or he's observing it because now he's making a new vow that if the first one didn't work, this new one will be the Nazirus that he's observing. So let's do a quick overview over here so we appreciate the opinions, because we're going to get a drop more detailed in the next session. Beis Shammai say Safek doesn't weaken the vow. The vow stands. Beis Hillel say we followed the condition, and if there was a mistake, it means the condition wasn't met. Reb Tarfon says, once you do conditions, it's not bahaflaa. It's not definitive. And he doesn't have to observe at all. Then the Mishnah had a second part, or a final part, to the Mishnah, which was, hirsia la'achorov, if we don't know if the condition was met. And the Tanakhama, who we'll find out is Rabbi Yehuda, is saying that you do not have to observe it because Safek Nazirus is Lekula, to be lenient. Whereas Reb Shimon says he should actually make a conditional new vow of Nazirus, because essentially he's going to have to observe the Nazirus for the doubtful situation that he's in, because he's not sure if his condition was met. And if he's going to observe the Nazirus anyway, might as well get credit for it. Then how is he going to bring his Karbanos Misafek? So what he should do is make a conditional Nazirus so that either he's observing the original, or if that was not valid, he's observing the new Nazirus that he has now declared. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.